Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and South Korean defense officials have discussed possible military action against North Korea after they test-fired a ballistic missile that some analysts believe could reach the continental U.S. The missile was in the air for 40 to 45 minutes, reaching a peak altitude of 3,000 kilometers and traveling some 1,000 kilometers laterally. Here's Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking through an interpreter.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately as every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
Abe said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. Russia's foreign ministry says it is imposing countermeasures on the U.S. in response to new sanctions approved by Congress. White House says President Trump approves of the sanctions bill and will be signing it. Some believe the Russian retaliation part of a response to actions from the previous U.S. administration. President Trump has named a new chief of staff. He is Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. President Trump thanked his current chief of staff, Reince Priebus, for his service.
Reince is a good man. John Kelly will do a fantastic job. General Kelly has been a star, done an incredible job thus far, respected by everybody. A great, great American. Reince Priebus, a good man.
Changes follow friction between Priebus and newly appointed Trump Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. This is VOA News.